Follow the spiral way down into the earth, down to the temple of Sulis Minerva. At the foot of the steps of the temple, an old man stands in the robes of the servant of Sulis. Of black and white and red. For he is one of the higher priests of the temple. He is Gaius Calpurnius Receptus. And he has come to guide us to an individual teacher within the company of Sulis, who will teach us the art of bridging the worlds. He turns and we follow him up the steps, through the pillars, into the great temple with its barrel roof and the great temple, great statue of the goddess in the midst. As before, the company of Sulis are seated in contemplation. But as we enter, one or another of the company rises and comes to each one of us and takes us into a side room. A bare, empty room with a waist-high stone altar. On the top of the altar is a small pottery dish with a little candle burning in it. The priest or priestess who is our teacher goes one side of the altar and asks us to come the other side. We lay our hands upon the altar, and they lay their hands upon the altar. We contemplate the flame in the dish. Bringing to mind the cauldron and the sword of lights. Bringing to mind the bronze cauldron and the great flame that burns before the goddess. And as we stand before the altar, we notice the flame burning brighter, clearer. And it is as if we step into the flame and feel the flame working upon us. We feel the holding of the dish and the focus and fire of the flame, clarifying, penetrating, burning away all obstacles within us. Loosening our shape, softening our form, feel our body open, becoming softer, becoming more mysterious. Having energy and flow, focus and stillness. We come deep into the stillness at the heart of the flame, the heart of every form. There is this deep stillness. And as we are held in the flame, we feel the forms that arise out of the flame. Tamlin and Thomas Rymer, the Fairy Queen and Fair Janet, Isabel Gowdy, Taliesin and Merlin, the Deep Mother and the Living Son, and we feel these forms gathered together mysteriously somehow into a form that is any and all. Letting each form dissolve back into the flame, coming back into the central stillness, arising again into the new form. Being masculine, being feminine, being one, being many. big owl and snake and whispering silence. Being the cauldron and the sword. Being Arthur and Taliesin. Being Pen Anuven, the source of life. As you experience the mystery of the flame and the body, the deep will of light and clarity shining out of the deep, expressing itself in a thousand forms through the shape-shifting mysterious body. Feel the unity of the flame and the form, the light and the body. Feel how the form perfectly matches the clarity and the focus of the light. Commune with the priest or priestess who is guiding you. Ask them to help you learn this art. This art of blessing and binding, healing and cursing, creating and destroying. Contemplate again the mystery of the apple. Find yourself standing again with your hands upon the altar, contemplating the light. Look down, and you will find a word or phrase carved into your altar that will be a guide on the way. Pick up the light on the altar and carefully carry it back into the main temple. Take your place for a moment in the company of Sulis. You see that each priest or priestess holds a small vessel of light. Sit with them in the communion of lights. Feel your light touching their lights, their lights touching yours. Hold your light in your hands and stand before the goddess. Contemplate her form. And as you contemplate it, it is as if you are drawn into the heart of the form, into the place of the eye and the spiral, holding your light, feeling your light combine with the energy of the eye and the spiral, feeling those energies add to the light. And as you stand there for a moment, feeling the power of the eye and the spiral and the light in your hand, it is as if you become Sulis Minerva, holding the light for the world. Surrender into the presence of the Deep Mother. Surrender into the presence of Sulis Minerva. Be one with her light, let her light be one with your light. Let the light shine. After a while, you step outwards. You turn, bless the goddess, and are blessed by her. And then, carefully holding the light, you leave the temple. Feeling the thread of connection into the place of the eye in the spiral, connecting into the form of the goddess Sulis Minerva, connecting to the temple and the company of Sulis. Feeling the power of the pillars. And step by step, you ascend the spiral stair. Feeling the thread of light from the heart of the goddess. Feeling the blessing of the company of Sulis. Feeling the holding of the deep underworld temple. As you ascend from the depth to the surface, carefully holding the light. Ascending into this room now, holding the pottery bowl and the candle flame, stepping out into your bodies, into here and now. Place the inner bowl and light into the outer bowl and light at your feet. Letting the inner light and the outer light become one light. As they become one, take up the outer light and light it from the flame at the center of the circle. Taking it very slowly, very carefully. Bringing together the inside and the outside. as you sit with your flame, feel the connection right down into the depths, feeling the deep and the surface as one, feeling the two flames as one flame. Being the bridge. As you hold the light, let it touch your life, let it touch your body, feeling the vessel and the light. The clarity and the focus of the light, the softness and mutability of the body. Fire and water in perfect balance. Emptiness and form at one. Feeling our lights touching each other. Feeling the light of Sulis Minerva and the company of Sulis gathering around us. Feeling all the forms that we have worked with, all the beings who have visited us, present with us in a great act of gathering. All of us dissolving into the light, arising out of the light. In the act of dying and living again, dying and living again. Chanting together the great chant, Amma, Aima, Amen. 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 Amen.